Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. First order of business for this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
Mr. Chairman, on case number 10,145, I'd like to move that up to the front of the agenda due to an interpreter here tonight that will present the case.
Okay. Are there any other?
Any objections?
Okay.
Not one yet, Corey. That's one of those federal law things.
Okay. Oh,
okay. Okay. Have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the agenda with that exception.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda with the one exception that case number 10,145 be moved to the first case. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next would be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are 16 public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Once all the testimony has been presented, the hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a pager or a cell phone, we would appreciate it if you would turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number...